Good morning, Chad.
I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:09. And first item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
He's here.
Otto.
I saw him.
Yeah, he came.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Supernov?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Good morning, guys.
Next item on our agenda is prayer. I'll say the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we ask blessings upon all Osage people, wherever they may be. We ask that you look down upon our children and our elders and those families that are in mourning. We ask that you help provide the guidance that we need to do the work for the Osage people. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We gave a real deep
here.
What's up?
Weston, we gave a real deep
here
for you. We're like, he's here. He's coffeeing up. Approval of minutes. Congressman Mason?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented for January 25th, 2018.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is construction. I had the clerk email everyone a kind of a reminder yesterday or the day before to let them know that this was back on the agenda. And if we will recall, we received the papers in the last meeting and everyone was supposed to look at them. And if they had any changes, comments, anything like that, it was going to be discussed today so that we could get going. And Trey let me know that he had looked at them and that he didn't have anything. Cuggie, Shannon, y'all have anything? Okay. Anyone else?
My only concern was that we never did actually get a figure on alternate placement in the bathroom. Just figures grabbed out of the air, and I thought that wasn't very, very good. But other than that, that's the only concern I had.
Okay. Shannon?
Trey?
Yeah. Trey?
Yes.
Are you here?
I am.
Oh, you want to come up?
Sure.
You have a copy of that?
No.
Okay. You can take notes. Okay. Shannon's got stuff.
Sure.
There would be because there's, it used to be, this building was a business and that building was a business. So there has to be an address there. Huh? Well, there has to be an address for this building and that bill, like past ones, because they were two different businesses. So I'm sure there's an address on file with the United States Postal Service. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because I think that's on it. Congressional Temporary Location Renovation, got a company, 102 West Main Renovation. So we have the address out there.
Okay. Okay, hold on, Trey just now got back. So she, the first change is she wants it to be 102 West Main.
Okay. Is that the correct address?
Oh, she just made that address. Did you make that up?
She made it up. She wants an address.
Well, yeah, for sure scan and email it in, but let's discuss the changes that you have. I mean, we've got the time.
The floor on number nine, page four, number nine, the discussion was to utilize tile in the entrance that looked towards using that blue gray tile that looks like one of the tiles that was used to clean. They put vinyl on, and I mentioned this before, I can't see spending the kind of money we're going to spend in using vinyl.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering if we have the room back there to do, if we're pushing for what's accessible, which is what I heard everyone say they would prefer, do we have the room back there to do a handicap accessible for men and women? Those are handicap accessibles are big bathrooms, are they not?
Yes.
And I don't see that that's going to, that we have the room, I don't think we have the room back there to do two handicap accessibles. Keeping in mind that we still have a men's and a women's upstairs that's separated. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think that there's the room, but I could be wrong. Because
is there going to be a kitchen if we take all that space back there? Is there still going to be a kitchen?
I don't know. Congressman Mason?
Are we under any kinds of codes as we redo buildings and things? Do we have building codes here for the city of Pawhuska or National Registry or whatever? Is there codes we've got to follow and have to have and must have handicap accessible?
Yes, you do. You still have to follow, city and county codes.
Okay.
There's stuff we have to do.
Under code, okay. Follow codes. Thank you.
Okay, you want to continue?
Well, yeah, so I think we should explore that because going back to spending the money to put the bathrooms in, if this is a situation where we're not going to be here forever, this is going to be something else, we ought to design that area so that there's the availability of two bathrooms. So, that's my understanding, there's enough room back there.
I don't know. Does anyone, Silas, Ross, do y'all want to speak to that? Because I don't know if there is or not. I'm just saying it's not a very big area.
It would be pushing it to get two bathrooms in there. It would be real tough to do.
And then still keep the functionality of having our refrigerator and ice maker and coffee maker and microwave and table.
According to how your occupancy is of the facility, a certain amount of toiletries, a certain amount of access to different things in there.
I was going to draw into that.
What?
I just I just sent some to you.
What?
I just sent you an email with the drawings.
Well, I have this one, and that was just a long thing. I guess Mandy has one bathroom in the back. I think there could be another bathroom on the other side.
I saw the drawings the last meeting. But
I want the men to have their own restroom.
You have to have a certain point, so you have to have a certain amount of restrooms for the amount of people you're going to serve and what they're going to be doing in that facility that dictates how many you can have. If you can't put them in there, you can't use that facility, that building for that reason.
Okay.
So if you're going to have just bathrooms in there and nothing's going to go on in there, you can do a lot of things. But if you're going to have people convening in there for certain types of activities, you've got to provide however many people are going to be in there with a certain amount of access to use the restrooms at the same time.
Hmm. Okay, well, that, let's just talk about that in a minute. What else do you have, Shannon? How many other little changes do you have?
I'm sure that the 5,000, I don't know where the 5,000 cap, I mean, that seems reasonable, but I wasn't sure where that number came from. I just thought you should see the bid.
Anyone else? So Ross, can we pick our own flooring and paint color and trim?
If I remember right, that's into the scope itself that you can pick. You've got so much allocated
Okay. Money-wise,
but you can pick the colors and stuff.
Okay, so we can pick our own tile, trim, paint. She asked about the not a construction person. What'd you say, drywall? That was like the second thing on your list?
Sheetrock.
So you want okay, well, let's talk about the sheetrock that you mentioned real quick. So you're wanting what, quarter inch?
Well, I just asked whether 3/4 inch sheetrock could be better for sound and insulate.
3/4 inch.
Ross, can you speak to that?
Well, 3/4 inch is kind of hard to come by. It's not a standard. We can go 5/8, which should be fine.
Yeah, 5/8.
And all that stuff's not a big deal. We can, those are not major changes, so we can just add that to the scope. So if you want 5/8 sheetrock, or you want oak base, or you want a certain tile or something like that, we can add that to the scope. That's not a big major change. That's doable, real easy.
Okay.
It's installing another bathroom or changing some other things. It's a lot more difficult just to say, yes, we can do it.
Okay, so with that being said, I think adding another bathroom, I mean, we couldn't even decide whether we were going to have the bathroom at the front of the building or the back of the building. And then in the last meeting, we finally decided we'd have it at the back of the building because the front of the building was conveyed to us that it was going to be costly, even though we don't have what the number that some people want to see for what costly is. We were told it would double what we were originally being told the amount would be. So I have been kind of under the impression that the only reason we were going to have the bathroom that we were going to add a bathroom in the back was really for specifically for people that may come to session to sit and listen in so that they wouldn't have to go upstairs. It really wasn't for all of us Congress members to be running in and out of, because we have one bathroom in the back on the ground floor, which is small, and then we have two restrooms up on the second floor. So I'm opposed to having two bathrooms in this back. I don't know about, I mean, Shannon's made her point, and for what it's worth, that's my...
We should reconfigure the bathroom that's already there and make it bigger. We need two bathrooms downstairs. People aren't using the upstairs bathrooms.
Who isn't? I do. I do. I think everyone who's here at the office does on a normal, regular basis.
If the idea is that we're doing this work to pass this on to something else or some other purpose down the road, the bathrooms are the most important part, and I just don't think that those upstairs bathrooms are cutting. If we've got, as long as we've got this small bathroom, you want to renovate that small bathroom and open it up to that other wall, but I think that's going to be difficult, then that would be okay with me. But what we've got right now on the first floor is not adequate.
All right, does any other Congress member want to weigh in or provide feedback on this? Congressman Supernaw?
What we're trying to decide here today is the final
RFP.
Sir.
Yes.
Well, I think we ought to walk back there and look at that and see if we can get to it. I mean, it said, well, it's pushing it to put two back there, but it's kind of hard to visualize what it would be from that plan. I think we ought to just walk back there and see. Can we get two bathrooms back there? And is that desirable? I mean, do we need a man's and a woman's bathroom and a handicap? Are we required to have a handicap?
You're required to have a handicap, yes. But you can have a multi-purpose restroom that could have a urinal and a stool in it. But you have to have any structure in there, you have to have a 5-foot radius circle for a wheelchair, and that's minimal. And that's really not that big around. So when you start pushing it more and more, and there's somebody that's in a chair or something like that, or with a walker, 5 foot's pretty small. But that's a minimum.
Well, I remodeled a building in Skytook, and they have pretty stiff codes. And they, because the building was an old building, they didn't require us to have two bathrooms or be handicapped, but we built it so you could get a wheelchair in there. We have one bathroom in the store. But I'm not so as concerned about what we're required to do as what we should do for the public. But, you know, I mean, I think that our decision should be what should we do to accommodate the public? And one bathroom adequate for the crowds we might have? I just don't know.
When we appropriated the money,
appropriated this to have at least two
bathrooms. I don't recall that.
Okay, well, anyone else?
Well, does anybody want to go back there and look at that space?
I do.
Okay. Well, we'll take a 5-minute recess and everyone can go back there and have a look.
Okay.
All those in favor of recessing for 5 minutes, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're in recess. Okay.
I'll describe it.
I don't know that how. I don't know how we're gonna have room for a table. I mean, we'll have to move the kitchen back upstairs, and just make that one big giant bathroom back there in that little area.